Hannah, could you give us a short outline of the most important provisions that would be introduced if the bill passes?
The TUC in the UK is very concerned about the trade union bill, which does a number of things. First of all, the bill threatens the right to strike in the UK. It does this by introducing new statutory thresholds, which unions must meet in order for industrial action to be lawful. For example, at least 50% of all members who are entitled to vote must participate in a ballot in order for industrial action to go ahead. Also, the bill threatens and to restrict the rights for trade unions and for our members to protest in support of their campaigns and in defence of their jobs and their pay and conditions. The government in particular is wanting to introduce tighter restrictions on pickets, that's small groups of individuals who gather outside of the workplace and protest for better pay and conditions. And thirdly, the government is also wanting to limit the ability of trade unions to represent our members in the workplace, particularly in public sector workplaces.
Could you give? Could you explain the third possibility of this bill would provide for a little more in detail, please?
Yes, certainly. The UK government is proposing to introduce a cap on the amount of time that trade union representatives in the workplace, in the public sector workplaces, can spend during working time representing their members. They're considering introducing a cap on the amount of time that health and safety reps can spend, raising standards in the workplace, the amount of time that trade union reps can spend negotiating better pay and conditions, and even the amount of time that trade union representatives can spend accompanying individuals to individual procedures, disciplinary and grievance procedures.
So with these very severe measures, how strongly do you think, or does the TUC think, that strikes will be impeded by this new bill, and in consequence, how much will remain of the British unions in general?
Well, the TUC is very concerned that the bill will seriously restrict the right to strike in the UK. The government itself, the UK government, has estimated that there will be a 65% reduction in the amount of days lost to industrial action if these measures are introduced. But our real concern is that the bill will undermine constructive employment relations that take place right across workplaces in the UK. Many employers, particularly in the public sector, have already come out and said that they believe this bill is unnecessary and that it will damage high trust relationships that exist between employers and trade unions in the UK. And those relationships have helped to make workplaces safer. They help to ensure there's proper investment in skills and training. They help to deliver more effective, more productive workplaces. We believe the government should be focusing on improving employment relations, not simply trying to break up those relations between employers and unions.
What I was wondering when reading about the bill is why now? I mean, industrial action was at its peak clearly in the 1920s and 30s, mm-hmm. with the so-called infamous 70s and 80s already far behind the numbers. And even though the repeated strikes at the Transport for London Corporation, for example, were disruptive for Londoners, there was no large-scale union action in the last couple of years. So why does the Conservative government introduce this bill now?
That's a very good question. And we have been asking exactly that question, because all the data and the government's official data shows that in the UK, industrial action levels are at historically low levels. And indeed, where industrial action does take place, it tends to be very short-lived. So over 80% of all industrial action just lasts for 1 or 2 days, which really doesn't cause a huge amount of disruption for the public. We believe that this government is introducing very substantial future cuts to public services, to the amount of public spending that's going into public services in the UK. We partly wonder whether the government is wanting to prevent public sector staff, our nurses, our hospital cleaners, our classroom assistants, from being able to protest against these cuts and to defend their jobs and their paying conditions.
Negotiations, or at least proposals to do so, have been ongoing the last couple of weeks since the plans were introduced. And it seems that at least Unite, but also possibly the TUC, is ready to accept large parts of the bill if in return you've been given the power to introduce online voting, for example. And my first question is, can you confirm this for the TUC? And my second question is, given the Prime Minister's somewhat grateful reaction almost to this compromise, do you think this is actually a wise turn to come to an accommodation in terms of such massive restrictions?
The TUC has argued for many years that we desperately need to modernise the way that people can participate in union democracy in the UK. We've been calling for the introduction of electronic voting methods. We live in the 21st century. Union members should be able to use tools from the 21st century when participating in union ballots. So we are calling on the government to introduce electronic ballots because we agree that it would be better if more people participate in union ballots. But no, the TUC does believe that the thresholds that the governments are proposing are going to unnecessarily restrict the right to strike. And indeed, we're very concerned that these proposals are undemocratic because under one of the thresholds, 40% of those who are entitled to vote in public sector strikes must vote in favour of industrial action. As a result of these proposals, effectively anyone who abstains is treated under the government's legislation as having voted no, and we believe that that's undemocratic. And indeed, the TUC has raised concerns about these issues with the International Labour Organization in Geneva to say we believe these measures breach international standards.
So given the Conservatives' majority in the Commons, What's next? What is the TUC's plan and how much of this bill could be prevented by strikes, for example?
Well, as you rightly say, the bill has passed its first hurdle in the UK Parliament, but there is still a long way to go. A committee of members of Parliament about to look at the bill line by line. There will be amendments that will be debated, and we are pressing MPs from all political persuasions to try and amend this bill, in particular to reduce the very draconian restrictions that are being proposed on pickets and union protests, which we believe amount to a serious breach of civil liberties in the UK. We are also calling on MPs in the future to vote against the bill when it gets to its third reading. But in any event, what we do certainly hope to do is to get it substantially amended so that it provides for less restrictions on the rights of trade unions in the UK.
And do you consider it, or do you think it might be necessary to force legal action against the government to say that this bill might be unconstitutional?
Well, certainly the TUC is raising concerns that many of the measures set out in the trade union bill breach fundamental human rights. Fundamental human rights to strike, which are recognised in many different international treaties, both at a global level but also at a European level. We also believe that the bill will seriously restrict the rights, democratic rights, of working people to protest about their paying conditions. And finally, we're really concerned that the bill will restrict the rights of every working person in the workplace to be represented by a trade union official if they choose to be so represented.